You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
All right, so MMA fans got some great news earlier this week as Bellator officially announced that they are back next Friday, July 24th at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. Bellator 242, the main event is Sergio Pettis versus Ricky Bandejas. Have to be joined by Bellator president Scott Coker following this big news. Scott, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this is obviously very big news. It's been 5 months since you guys have been able to put on an event. It's been a chaotic year, but how excited are you to actually be preparing for an actual card that's on the books as opposed to preparing to trying to, I guess, get something rolling during this crazy time in the world?
I'll tell you, it's ironic that this is the location that we left in March on the 13th, I believe, and shut everything down because COVID was just hitting that week. And everything was shutting down around us, so we shut the production down. But now we're back to the Mohegan Sun and ready to throw some fights.
There's been some things floated around about when and where these events could take place, and I thought there was some conversation about maybe doing it on a soundstage in California, but it's back at Mohegan Sun, like you said. How did that happen to get back to Connecticut? Were there any other locations discussed?
You know, there was, we were talking to five different locations, having backup. And the one thing we found out rather quickly was that the soundstage idea was great, but they do have Paramount and CBS Studios, and they do have a bunch of TV shows that they're doing and producing and coming back to business here in the next month or so. So we would have had to have gone out and been out of there a little bit quicker than we would have liked. We would have stayed in L.A. And so we chose a location where we could stay at least through the end of September, maybe even longer. And basically, essentially, I think as our bubble and kind of like a fight camp or a fight, like not fight camp, but a fight sphere, a biosphere for fighting. And create this safe environment where people can come. I mean by people, I'm talking about fighters, staff, athletic commission, doctors, officials. Once they get there, they don't have to leave. They can stay through the whole process. Testing is, on site, and results back in hours. We're working with the Mike Mazzulli and the Mohegan Sun Tribe, and they're working with the UConn University there. So the results are being done, processed by the UConn lab, and we've really created this little nice little formula that's going to work out quite well.
Can you talk more about that formula? Because, we've kind of seen what your competitors have been doing. Show up, you test, you quarantine for 24 to 48 hours, weigh in, test it again, and then you go fight the next day. Is it going to be similar for you guys heading into next Friday night's event? How is that going to work, if you have any specifics for us?
I think the biggest key is that we have basically given our athletes a test before they even get on the plane, even before they're allowed to take off on the plane. And we want those results back before, people take off, because, why get on a plane, travel across the country just to, not have any kind of information. And when you land, you get tested, and the next day they tell you you're positive, or if you have a problem, right? So, we're maybe one step in front of that, but it's quite intensive. The testing is, and the whole process of being in this, fight sphere, it's quite a document. Let's put it that way. I think that we could. I was telling my guys, it looks like a document that you would look at and you'd be like, okay, these are the reentry coordinates for the SpaceX coming back. seriously, it's that much work. And, we had to make sure that the parent company was happy. And we went through a lot of compliance and protocols and make sure that their HR department and everybody feels comfortable, and they have a production task force that will thoroughly examine this, scrutinize it, and they felt good about it. So it took us a little bit longer than we would have liked to announce it, but You know, that's why we announced it a couple of days ago instead of maybe a week ago.
Well, it's better to err on the side of caution when you're dealing with the global pandemic. So I commend what you guys have been doing and taking that extra time. But next Friday's card, headlined by Sergio Pettis versus Ricky Bandejas, which is a great fight. You get some of your highly touted prospects competing on the card as well. Guys like Aaron Pico, Logan Storley, Tywin Claxton, Rafion Stotts, and more. And I know you tried to book a bantamweight title fight, at least that's what reports say, between Archuleta and Patrick Mix, but Archuleta was forced to withdraw. But there may not be a title fight at the top of this card, but this is still a pretty exciting lineup, is it not?
Oh, I mean, come on. This is like, if you want to see some kids scrap and really throw it down, this is the card to watch. And, you know, it's I'm excited to see Aaron Pico's return. See how he looks, the new improved version. Tywin Claxton, you know, fighting Jay Wilson. I mean, but the Ricky Bandejas fight against Sergio Pettis, that's going to be a war. That's something I'm looking forward to. And listen, Jason Jackson, super talented kid. A lot of people underestimate this guy. And him fighting Jordan Mean, seasoned veteran. I mean, it's going to be you know, guys that have records that are, you know, 11-4 versus 31-12. And with Bandejas, you know, who's 60 fights, and Pettis, who's, you know, 25 fights. I mean, you're talking about guys that have you know, fought at every single level. And this is their opportunity to keep it going.
Yeah, it's a good card. Should be a lot of fun. It's going to kick off at 8:45, the prelims on Bellator's YouTube page. And then we head to the main card at 10 o'clock Eastern time on Paramount Network. And I assume Mix versus Archuleta is still the plan for you guys for the vacant bantamweight title. Any kind of time frame on when that might be scheduled to take place now?
You know what? We're planning to be in this ecosystem, yeah, at least through the end of September. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to fight together sometime in mid-September is what we're shooting for.
So this sphere, because the reports have come out that August 7th, August 21st, September 11th, these are events and dates that you guys had in mind. Are those locked in now in the sphere here?
Yeah, those dates are just the opening announcement of dates. And what I mean by that is we're going to be adding a lot more dates you know, once we kind of get going. These are our four fight series or five fight series, let's say, but there's a good chance, depending on what happens with the public. I just don't see people coming to mass gatherings of sport anytime soon. So I think we'll be continuing to shoot like in this little ecosystem, a little stage, you know, in a soundstage atmosphere. I think that we might be doing this through the end of the year.
All right. And then a couple of fights that have been sort of thrown out there. Michael Chandler versus Benson Henderson 2 for the August 7th card. Phil Davis versus Lyoto Machida for the September 11th card. Are those fights confirmed at this point?
You know what? That's something I probably refer back to Ryan on that one. But, you know, I do know that we're working hard trying to get some of those fights together. And keep in mind, these fights... You know, these events, even though they're in front of a non-audience, basically, and it's going to have a different feel to it, a different look to it. You're going to see the biggest stars in our company fight at these events. I mean, we want Ryan to fight. I want Chandler to fight. I want Benson to fight. I want Pitbull. I'm sorry. We want Pitbull to fight too. We want Cyborg to fight, and we can get Gegard over here. I want Gegard to fight too. So you're going to see the biggest fighters that we have on December series.
Any update on the Grand Prix? I know that was going on. It was getting a lot of momentum. It was actually supposed to headline the card at Mohegan that got canceled right before it's about to begin. Is there any kind of an update on one that might continue?
Yes, you could imagine that. You know, we're anxious to get that going again. Issue is trying to get the fighters into the country from foreign territories. It's been very challenging. So we have had little success so far. Hopefully that'll open up. But if not, you know, maybe we may have to go to Europe to finalize that tournament, because there's so many fighters from around the world fighting in the tournament, like Whitehall, like Pitbull. I think there's a couple others who still left, but at the end of the day, if we can't get them into the country, so it's hard to fight them, we can't even talk about entry, you know, happy entry here.
So the plan would be, you know, in a perfect world, we do this in Mohegan in the Spear. If not, we do it over in Europe and try to get it going that way. Because obviously this is a difficult time, and, you know, trying to get those logistics figured out, that's just as important as actually seeing the fights themselves.
Yes, because, you know, we owe it to the fighters, and we have been doing our best. Absolutely, we have a tremendous amount of resources available to us. And our legal department is working with government affairs, and they're talking to, you know, different legal departments. And, you know, let's say, I don't know, you know, I want to say, like, for instance, the travel department internationally, it's, you know, they're very dialed into what's happening in Europe. And so far, it's been a no-go. And I'm a little bit surprised by that, to be honest, but I understand it as well. So everything's on lockdown right now. And, you know, it's been you know, I hear fighters coming from time to time, but it hasn't been often or frequent. So we're gonna push and keep pushing, and we'll get it done. It's just going to be a matter of time.
One of the things that people have said is that Bellator needs to come back soon because, quote, you guys are losing momentum as these weeks and months go on. And I don't necessarily agree with that sentiment. I mean, there's part of it that's true because absence does make the heart grow fonder. But how do you feel about that? Because you know better than anybody, Scott, this is MMA, and all you need sometimes is one great event, one great fight, and that can erase an absence very quickly. Is that how you guys are looking at this right now?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're going to put on some great fights. We're going to go back to doing what we do. And we have a great product. We have some amazing world-class fighters, great organization, great TV partner. Happy to have these fights on Paramount. And, you know, the one thing I'm sure that Showtime will dig into this a little bit deeper, but, you know, they're going to be also filming fights on the weekends that we're not promoting MMA or producing MMA shows. So, it'll really be like a combat sports venue for both companies, and you know, so it's one of the ways I think that being under one umbrella and having one ownership group really proved to have synergies at the highest level here, working with Steven and Showtime and their production and our production crew and how we work together. And in fact, they sent me some pictures from the site today with both crews in there walking around. It's actually very it's interesting. I think it's historical in many ways. But at the end of the day, like you said, fight fans want to see fights. And that's what we're going to produce. And so, you know, I don't believe that we're going to be, we're going to get back. I mean, hey, I think that people will appreciate July 24th and beyond. And then it'll be... the frequency will be kind of back to normal in some ways. And, you know, people will get used to that and the normal, you know, I think rather quickly. So if we're not producing great fights, which I know we will, that's the issue. But, you know, with our roster and the depth of our talent and the young kids that we have today, this tournament we got going on, we got some great stuff to announce in the future. I'm excited about what the future looks like for Bellator.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this, because this is the question that everyone's been sort of asking when it comes to Bellator and what's happened as of this past weekend, is where does Paige VanZant go from here? Because she's now a free agent. Her husband, Austin Vanderford, is already in Bellator, doing very, very, very well for you guys. I know it's only been 5 days since that fight with Amanda Ribas happened in Abu Dhabi, but have you and Paige or her team had a conversation yet about her future potentially in Bellator?
You know, to be honest, I don't think we've had a business conversation yet. And we definitely have a relationship with her husband, Cam, and the management. So we definitely will reach out here when she gets back and settled. I mean, she's back, but just, you know, probably still settling in from the trip. And from what I heard, it wasn't a very fun time over there. And it's but listen, do we want to be in the Paige VanZant business? We definitely want to have a conversation with her and see if there's a fit, because I think, listen, we do a lot of great things for female MMA, and you know, if you look back at the history of Strikeforce, we were the number one, you know, big organization to do it.
Are you confident you can get this done?
And you know what? I would say, you know, we're going to do our best to have a serious conversation here in the near future.
Makes a lot of sense. We'll definitely keep our eyes on that. And Scott, last thing before we let you go, I appreciate the time today, especially with everything being so chaotic, getting ready to put in your first fight in a while next Friday. But it's been such a crazy year, and we're only in July, which is crazy to look at when you're looking at the calendar. But you guys are going to be getting back to action in a little over a week's time. What would you say right now is your goal as a promotion for the rest of the year, realistically? Like, what do you have to do as an organization, Scott, to make this a successful year for Bellator?
Well, you know, we definitely have some company goals to check the box. And one is continuity. We want to have a certain amount of continuity for the fans and for the fighters to compete. And which kind of, you know, this whole COVID thing just kind of stopped the sports world, or stopped the world pretty much. But we want to get back to, you know, some continuity for the fans and the athletes. And then from there, you know, we've been doing a great job on the Recharge series on CBS Sports Network. We have some international goals we're still looking to achieve. We have some sponsorship goals that we're have designated, and then keep growing this roster and keep moving forward and putting on, you know, the best fights that Bellator can put on. And I think that we have an amazing fight roster. And if you look at the young talent on this roster, it's pretty amazing. So I'm excited about the future. And I'm excited about this year. We have a lot of other stuff we're working on that I just can't talk about right now, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But we'll have some big announcements soon.
Well, we are looking forward to those big announcements. We're looking forward to seeing Bellator back in action next Friday at Mohegan Sun on the Paramount Network. Scott, I appreciate the time very much. Congratulations on getting things back ready to go, and all the best to you as we look to make 2020 a successful year after just such a rough start to it.
Yeah, it's been tough, but you know, hang in there. We're gonna get through this together, and we're gonna do it the right way, and health and safety first. But we're excited about July 24th.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.